You are listening to The Warehouse, a Speaking Of show by WFSU. Bluegrass music can trace its roots to 1940s Appalachia, but since its initial rise in popularity, it has become a staple American genre ever since. This week, Tom is about town and he is talking with the Kenny Hill Band, a local bluegrass group that can trace its roots back to the 1970s. They discuss bluegrass in the modern day, playing in Tallahassee, and the close-knit structure of the band.
There's no mistaking that sound. It's bluegrass, a form of distinctly American music that sounds as old as the hills, but technically dates from just before World War II. That's when folks like Bill Monroe, who called his group the Bluegrass Boys, started playing it. Of course, the roots of bluegrass go way back into the string music brought to Appalachian America by English, Irish, and Scottish immigrants in the 18th and 19th centuries. There are even a few bluegrass bands in Tallahassee. One of them is the Kenny Hill Band. The Hill part of that name belongs to three members: bassist Jennifer Hill, who's married to guitarist Brian Hill, and their daughter, 16-year-old fiddle phenom Katie Hill. Meanwhile, the Kenny part of the band is banjo player Kenny Baldoff.
I'm Jennifer Hill, and I'm the bass player for the Kenny Hill Band and may be related to a few members.
Katie, you're related to a couple of those folks too, aren't you?
Yeah, only a couple.
Only a couple. Okay. All right. Do you mind playing with your parents? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fun. And, well, I don't really have a choice whether to do it or not.
They make me say this.
All right, this is the scripted words I need to say.
I'm Brian Hill, and this is my wife, Jennifer, and my daughter, Katie.
All righty. And, of course, we got the Hills, but you got to have Kenny there.
Yeah, I'm Uncle Kenny. A brother from another mother.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, you guys have been together since, I mean, talk about more than a coon's age. So you all been playing what, since the 70s, I heard it said?
Or no, 80s. I think it was somewhere in the, was it early 80s, Kenny, or middle 80s?
Yeah, see, Brian and Eddie played in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I joined them in the late 80s. 87 or so is when I came down to Tallahassee, and just about the first night I was here, I sat in with these guys and joined the next day. Got recruited.
You're hired.
But the Hill contingent now, as a family, you guys were playing together. Katie comes along. She joins the ensemble when time is appropriate. Is that how it happened? It was just something fun that y'all did, or was this a commercial concern for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it just started out like she was once she started taking lessons around six, so maybe 7 or 8 years old, she was had a few of songs accomplished that we had her come get on stage with us and play, and it just grew from there, you know, by the age 13.
Well, it might have been the plan from the beginning.
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I didn't have that plan from the beginning. It just sort of happened. Like Kenny, she was hired. It was during COVID. She really started playing a lot, and she started sitting in with Brian and I when we practiced. It just turned into a thing.
But you got some accolades on your own, though, Katie, as I understand it, right?
Yeah, the old-time festival in White Springs.
Folk Festival.
They do a fiddle competition every summer, and I won the past 2 years, but this year we had a gig, so I couldn't make it. I'm no longer the reigning champ.
Well, I was going to say, it is so unfair that Keanu Williams got so much accolades out of Tallahassee, because she's a heck of a fiddler, too. But she's gone on to other things. So maybe you can go back, you know, next Memorial Day and reclaim your crown, do you think, maybe?
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully we're not playing or anything.
Brian, has it always been your, I guess, favorite music, the kind of real traditional style of bluegrass? Because just hearing you all play, there's a lot of old riffage and just little techniques that you use that keep it sounding like you're on a back porch at some holler in the middle of Kentucky or West Virginia or something?
Not really. I grew up listening to a lot of old country, and then when the Beatles came along, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles came along, that was what I liked. I liked that, and went through pretty much all of high school with that, and I always enjoyed playing the guitar, but I didn't have an electric guitar. I had an acoustic guitar. Well, acoustic guitar, you don't hear acoustic guitar with the Beatles, but when you hear the bluegrass bands, hey, here's an acoustic guitar. And I'm like, hey. And in bluegrass, every instrument gets to take a break on every song. So it was like, hey, you can't lose on that.
Kenny, your background on that, what did you grow up listening to and enjoying?
Well, I grew up in Chicago, and in the 70s, the folk music scene was really big there. And so I like everybody else, I liked rock and roll as well, but I started taking some guitar lessons and wanted something a little more challenging, so at the local folk music school, I rented a banjo and tried it out, and from there on, I was just obsessed with the instrument.
Okay, but I noticed that y'all are kind of multi-instrumentalists, though Jennifer, bass is still your fundamental position within the group, right?
That's right. I started playing guitar when I was about 17, and I can accompany myself in just a chord pattern. But bluegrass is a whole nother style of acoustic guitar that I really wasn't contributing much, so I thought, let me try this bass. And ever since then, I am the bass player.
Yeah, but that makes you kind of the foundation of the entire ensemble, because you pull out that low end, and the music just doesn't have quite the same drive or kick that it does when you are leaning into it and really churning out those quarter notes there.
I will take that as a compliment, yes. Yes, thank you.
And Katie, for your style that you have, there's a lot of, I know, some swoops and dives that you throw into your playing that maybe aren't super traditional bluegrass. There's something else going on there. Can you talk about that, where you get your style of playing?
Well, recently, well, not recently now, but I've started taking lessons from a fiddle player. Her name is Deanie Richardson. She lives up in Nashville, and her style is amazing. Just hearing her play, she does some crazy stuff, and I've recently tried to take after her and learn some licks from her. So usually when I'm playing, I try to channel that creativity and all the fancy stuff she does around the neck. And
have you ever been maybe tempted to go off on like an electric violin with all the pedals and the additional fun stuff that you can do to get different tones and things out of it?
I've never been too interested in that. I like the way my fiddle sounds, although Daddy likes to plug me in and do all that electric stuff, but I just like it. I like my microphone that I can clip onto my fiddle.
That is something that my bunch in the newsroom wanted to ask you specifically, is that you expect that traditional style bluegrass is going to appeal to older folks, but you seem to be into it just as much as anybody in this ensemble. What do you find interesting, challenging, fulfilling, whatever term you want to use when it comes to this music? Because folks think, oh, anyone under 35, they're going to be more into trip hop or electronica or reggaeton or any of these other more modern schools of music. And yet you are obviously really devoted to this style and this genre of music.
Well, I like all types of music. I listen to all types of music, but I grew up with bluegrass. I didn't even listen to any other kind of music until I, got a phone. So I just grew up listening to the bluegrass channel. So it's kind of all I knew. And I think it's fulfilling to learn new songs, because people, I think they don't expect bluegrass to be as hard to play or as you need a bunch of skill to play, but it is, and it's very fulfilling to learn these fiddle tunes and to be able to play in the band and, contribute, so.
Well, and what a contribution it is. But that's spoken like the daughter of Brian Hill. I don't know that.
Yes, we're so proud of her. All of us are just as proud. We've seen her come, you know, to start from. She was at every festival we played, not all the jobs we played, because there were some where babies or kids couldn't come. But she's been there around with us, and we didn't really have heavy expectations of her from the standpoint of there was no pushing to, hey, you're going to be a bluegrass music player. But she started taking classical lessons, and she did pretty good on it, but nothing really grabbed her. I mean, she was doing like most kids would do, probably your kids, if you had them, that you took them and they would play in there, you know, do recitals. But she, all of a sudden, she started taking lessons from Jane and Gordon Scott. I don't know if you know Gordon String Music. And Jane was teaching her, and she was like her grandmother to Katie. And Katie just, we'd go in there, it'd be like going home, you know. She'd go in there, and they would sit down, and then she would just teach Katie these tunes, and she was learning up to two tunes in a 30-minute lesson kind of deal. And I was like, wow, this is, but it was because of their relationship. And so all of a sudden it was like, well, maybe we do have a fiddle player here. And then once she started with Denny Richardson, it was like, oh yeah, okay.
That'll work.
Oh yeah. And she's definitely testing me. She's really surpassed me. I'm fighting every tooth and nail, clawing, trying to keep up with her.
In repertoire, though, you guys are just as much modern music, it sounds like, as standards like old Joe Clark and things of that sort. How do you take something like the one that we heard, Steeler's Wheel Stuck in the Middle with You, and take it in a bluegrass direction? Do you have a formula, or is it just we're going to do the instrumentation pretty much the way it was performed originally, but we've all got our own kind of take on it? Kenny, what happens?
I think Jennifer might be good for this one, because you brought Steeler's Wheel to us. What was the...
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to like the song. So the song kind of got stuck in my head. I remember it was when I worked down at the power plant. We'd be walking around doing my work, and that song would get stuck in my head. Like, I think we can do this. And so one of the challenges, like Katie was talking about, one of the challenges that I enjoy is taking a song from another genre and making it a bluegrass song just by the instrumentation, really. So I just bring an idea to this group and say, hey, can we do this song? What do you think? And it just kind of comes together. And I think we're a really neat mix of, basically there's two kinds of musicians in my world. There's people who play from the heart, and then there's people who are more technical. And I think we've got a great balance of that in our band. And so we just throw it around, what about this, what about that, and we work on it until we get it like we like it. So it does wind up having a structure where we may repeat something we did at the beginning, at the end, maybe the way we split breaks, things like that, so there is some structure.
And they evolve so much. That song, I can't even remember how we came up with it, because it just evolved over years. Brian and I will pull out some old licks, and that becomes part of the song, and that's the fun part of it. It continues to change over time. All of our music does.
And we try to come up with tags or
hooks.
Yeah, hooks during the song that will make it ours. That something not in the original song necessarily, but sounds like it should be in the original song. And then that kind of makes it ours. And of course, we usually have to speed them up a little bit to be able to get them to the bluegrass level.
Not every song is suitable for this style, so a lot of it's just picking the right song that we think will work. You know.
Yeah, I'm thinking a couple Taylor Swift tunes probably would not lend themselves well to this type of interpretation. But yeah. So what's ahead for the Kenny Hill Band? You guys have been gigging. not only here locally, but as you mentioned, Katie, over at the Florida Folk Festival on occasion. And is just, again, local gigs, since we don't have a whole bunch of places to play in Tallahassee, what do you do?
Well, we're open for branching now. We've done some things more recently outside of the area. We play in Thomasville. We were over in Niceville at a really fun bluegrass festival this summer. So I think we're open to that. We're discussing writing some more tunes. Katie is in the International Bluegrass Music Association Kids on Bluegrass this year, which is going to be in Chattanooga in September. And so just getting out and getting an opportunity to meet new people and be inspired with new ideas. And we're looking for to build that following. We really appreciate the venues around town that book us and the people that come out. And we're starting to notice we are getting more of a following. And we're just really enjoying what we do.
We were talking last night at rehearsal that we're excited about the upcoming year. The school year is about to start. Everybody's coming back from summer. We're going to be doing some recording. We want to start producing for YouTube on a regular weekly basis. Katie's inspired us the whole bunch, and we want to take advantage of her time with us as much as we can as well. So we're gonna put fire behind the music this next year, so watch out.
The Kenny Hill Band, one of a literal handful of bluegrass music groups in the Tallahassee area, keeping an old yet always evolving musical tradition alive. I'm Tom Flanagan with Tom About Town.